9.
The green lane behind the fence goes through to Waldo Road, and it dates from when this was the brickworks.
In one place was a large mound where the lorries from the gasworks sometimes used to come and tip the clinker and buy products from the gasworks. Often the local lads used to go and collect the bits of coal and coke. It earned quite a few of us a fair bit of pocket money. And then they would tip a tanker of creosote type product from the local gasworks. It lay in the ground like tar. Many kids had a good hiding after going home with it on their boots, since after a couple of days, the soles of your boots just fell off, Peter.
The gasworks were further up Holmesdale Road and produced town gas. This was quite a large site, part of which is now occupied by Tesco, although it originally stretched all the way back to Liddon Road. Until 2018, it contained two huge gas holders, and when the central European starlings migrate here in the winter to join the local birds, the gasometer frames provided a spectacular roost site.
The coke from the gasworks, it was a regular pocket money for a lot of us. My dad made me a purpose-built arrow that took 28 pounds of broken coke. That is what you had to ask for when queuing at the window in the gasworks. From memory, you could get a small coke or a broken coke, which was larger lumps, and then the boiler nuts. They were a form of compressed coal dust and something else. They were the most expensive and burned very hot. The gasworks, I believe, was run by Mr. Scudder, who lived in a house just inside the main gate, and the ticket winners were further along on the left. You bought your ticket, and one of the prisoners of war would take it with you, your barrow under the hopper, and disperse the measure man. The P&Os would be all over the place, driving low trucks called Lister trucks. Peter.
We used to have a big bonfire and fireworks on the field for a number of years. An anonymous lady.
Every November, the competition to build the largest bonfire caused many a fight, as it was almost a nightly job to nick stuff from anywhere you could find. There was always a large one near the Warwin Road entrance. Peter.
We used to have a big bonfire and fireworks on the field for a number of years.
Among the rubble, there was a constant supply of asbestos sheets that were thrown on any of the numerous bonfires, resulted in a loud explosion. Be assured, I'm in no way fantasizing or exaggerating, Peter.
Continue along the edge of the park to the next entrance to the Green Lane, where our neighbours have a large oak tree.